search for cocoa. Long ago in 1940 in London, a boy called Kane Watson was playing with his dog Coco. Coco was called Coco because he loves chocolate, even though he's a dog. After that, Kane and Coco rushed inside the house for tea, and they saw their mum and dad were arguing about defeat in the Germans and whether they should go into hiding. "Mum, Dad, why are you fighting?" asked Kane. "Nothing, we're just talking about moving," lied Anne, Mum's name. Suddenly, the family heard an air raid siren. They rushed outside. "Everyone, into the Anderson shelter, quick," shouted Mum. Because the Anderson shelter was 2 meters tall, it was easy to get in. A bomb was about to land on Kane, but Coco ran up to him and pushed him out of the way. And the family thought that Coco died. Months passed by and it was soon 1941, but still there was no sign of Coco. One summer's day, the children decided they will search for Coco, chocolate Coco. So the children got ready to search. "Where are you going?" asked Cliff. "We're going to search for Coco," declared Izzy. "Well, if you're going to do that, well, we'll have to come with you." "With you too," replied Anne. After a while, the Watson family started searching all around the city. Suddenly, a man was standing behind them. It was their neighbour, Mr. and Mrs. Kingsell, with their boy, Tom. "We heard you were searching for Coco, so we decided we'll come and help you too. And we bought £5 for an Anderson shelter just in case we need it," smiled Mr. Kingsell. After a long time, the two families found a cave. "Come on, let's go get in," explained Tom. And suddenly they heard a bark. "Could that be Coco?" asked Izzy. "It could be Coco. Shall we have a look?" explained Kane. "Come on then," Cliff yelled. So the two families began searching for Coco. Suddenly, Tom found some paw prints leading to a magical world with trees, bushes and soft green grass. "Everyone come here," shouted Tom. "Okay, we're coming," replied Kane. After they followed the prints, they found a tree with flowers on the top. "The paw prints end here," declared Kane. "This isn't London, this is North America, and it's 1942 now," cried Cliff. "1942, North America, what's happening here?" said Tom, confused. "Over there, there's Coco," cried Izzy. As soon as Coco heard Izzy's voice, he came running to her. "Great, but how are we supposed to get back now?" sighed Tom. Izzy smiled. "I know a spell," impressed Izzy. "I didn't know you could do magic, dear," surprised Anne. Then Izzy said her spell and they were back home. Except it was 1943 now. "Thus," said Cliff, "why don't we have a cup of tea and then we can leave for war?" 2 years passed by and it was 1945 and the war had ended. Kane and Izzy and Dad came back. The family lived happily